that's like facing those like basketball.
Okay, we are rolling. We are live. Okay, so let's see. Okay. I guess we could have the door closed, and if the temperature, reaches the critical point, we can.
Oh, it's that door.
Oh, it's this door that I want to open, really?
Because the air, I think, comes from there.
Mm. Okay, well, you know, that's something that I wouldn't necessarily know. But thank you for the.
He already helped out. We're already.
Do you think this will? Let's see. I mean, in terms of physics, I think I'll achieve the highest torque if I put it here, right?
I agree.
Pretty good, huh? We just use all.
Next time, we're not going to help you with that, then. Next time,
hey, okay. I appreciate it.
Just like the report.
I appreciate it. You know, look, that's it. You got to, you know, everybody has to learn to fly, and that's it. Okay, well, now that we've recorded this very interesting 1 minute and 10 seconds of. See, is that Avi? Oh,
Avi!
Okay, well, he's arrived. Okay. Oh, look who's here. Oh. Okay. Our reader is here.
Nice. We didn't know what we were going to do.
Yeah. Do you want to go more? Or no. You do Bapé? Okay. Okay. Kriya Bapé?
You guys are
okay. All right, so let's see. Miguela, yes. Okay, so we're currently flying through Gamar Miguela here.
And I remember what the other shear was that I was going to ask you about if I should put up. That's when you tell me, oh, hold off.
Yes.
It was the Oxenai one.
Oxenai, yes. Okay, I am still, pondering that. So
you want me to hold on to it?
Yeah, I guess. Oh, hold on to it versus what? You mean just, yeah.
Mix it.
I think next, right? Because I'm not sure why I told you not to put it up, but yeah, probably. I guess next it, yeah. Okay, so.
So I'll send it out to the whole community tomorrow.
Yeah, obviously.
Please,
obviously.
You must watch.
Right. A must listen. Okay, are you going to be ringing? Okay. Let's see here. Where are we up to? Okay, actually, we're up to the. very last line in Chaf Aleph Amud Aleph, or really Chaf Aleph Amud Beis, but okay, so it says Chaf Aleph Amud Aleph on the bottom. It gives the line from the Mishnah, which is Kara Echad Karua Shnaim Yatsu. Okay, so the halacha is that with Kriyas and Megillah, you can have more than one Kore, Bal Kore. Okay, and Rashi on the Mishnah says when it says Karua Shnaim. Okay, the two people are reading. Rashi says, Yachad. They read together. Okay, at the same time. So I guess it means in unison. Okay. And Rashi says, V'lo amrinan ein shnei kolos nishmoin ke'echad. We don't say that two voices are not heard simultaneously. Okay, well, let's take a look at the Gemara. Okay, so the Gemara says Tana, that we learned Masha Ein Kein B'Torah. This is not true by Kriyas HaTorah. Okay, why? Because Tana Rabbanan B'Torah, the halacha is with Kriyas HaTorah, Echad Korei Ve'Echad Metargim. The one could one reads and one you have one Metargim, one translator. You cannot have one reader and two translators. And certainly, it goes without saying that you can't have two readers. Okay? So if you look at Rashi, he says, Rashi says, V'kal shekein she'ein shnayim korin. Certainly you can't have two balkores. Reading the actual text. Okay? And Rashi says, V'taima mishum detrei kali lo mishtami. Okay? And Rashi gives a reason. The reason is because two kolos, two voices, could not be heard. Okay? So that's why if you have two, you cannot be yotze if you have two balkores for Kriyas HaTorah. because you cannot hear two Kurim. Okay? So, what do you think about that?
The question is not by Megillah, right?
Well, let's leave Megillah alone for a second. Let's say Kriyas Torah. Rashi says the reason why you can't be Yotze is because you cannot hear two voices. Can't hear it. Okay? Well, right, what do I care if you can't hear two voices? I don't have to hear two voices. I only have to hear one. And as in order to be Yotze, Kriyas Torah, I don't have to hear two Kara. So what if I can't hear two Kara? I can hear one.
Wait, what? They're saying you're not allowed to hear two. What do you mean, so what if I can't hear two?
What do you mean I'm not allowed to? He says, Trekoli Lomashtami? You can't hear two.
Like, fact, like you can't hear two voices?
Right.
Well, that brings up my second question. What is Rashi telling you? Facts of physics? I mean, is this a din or is this a fact?
And what's the kol shekin then? If it's just a simple fact.
What's the kol shekin? Mm-hmm. Right? And if it's a simple fact, so it's a fact. I mean, if it's a fact, it's not a fact. Right? What do you mean? What kind of a principle is this? Okay. But even if you'll say, okay, whatever kind of principle it is, but what do I care? You can hear two voices. I don't have to hear two voices as long as I can hear one. In other words, I'm in shul, let's say, and three people are saying Kaddish. You tell me I can't hear one guy saying Kaddish? I don't see how that's right. That just doesn't seem to correspond to anything in reality. Maybe you tell me I can't hear three people. I can't concentrate on three people. Fine. Okay, but one guy I could hear. So if I have two Balkores, okay, so maybe I can't hear them both simultaneously. I can't focus on two voices and you know, hear them both at the same time. Okay, but who has to hear them both? I hear one guy. So I block out the other and I focus on the one guy and I hear him. What's wrong with that? Okay. So what do you say? What would be wrong with that? If I focus on one Balkore and I listen to him and I Yotze the Kriya, what's wrong with that?
It's possible that a person can maintain that for the entire length of a
Well, I'll ask you. Okay, maybe you'll say it's a difficult thing and a person will not be able to do it. But let's say a person did. Let's say he did.
No, we should go by what the normal average person can do. I would say the normal average person couldn't do that.
Okay. And if this guy did, would he be Yotze?
No.
He wouldn't be Yotze. Mm-hmm. Why, because the other guy didn't do it?
There's
got to
be a certain structure to the law.
Yeah.
What's that?
It's got to be a certain structure. I mean, just because you can do it doesn't mean that's the way it's supposed to be done. Saying as nobody else can, well, not nobody else, but the vast majority can't do it that way, so.
Okay.
We'll just outlaw it outright.
It would be weird to outlaw something that's just hard to do.
Right.
All
right,
if you can do it, then great, but probably can't, you know.
Well, what is it? And the term Trekoli Lomashtami, I mean, is that what that means, that most people can't do it?
What does that actually mean? That means you can't hear two.
Can't be heard. Yeah, two
it
voices. Lomashtami. It's not a. what? How do you say hearable? Audible?
Audible?
I don't know. Audible is more like the guy saying it, but.
Yeah, I doubt he's telling you a fact. I doubt Rashi's telling you, like, oh, by the way, you can't hear two voices at the same time.
Right.
So, I don't know. Let's say you can. Right, let's say the fact is that you actually can hear two voices.
Right. If you can't, So he's just telling you a fact. So let's say you can, because we know you can.
Yeah, I'm saying.
Right.
The choir, I don't know, you can hear. You can hear many voices.
What did you just say he was talking?
Yeah. Oh, but you're at him. Okay.
So you can. It just sounds like it's a din in the kriya. Like the kriya has to be from a designated. There has to be a kore.
Okay.
There has to be a kore of the. I mean, I have no base. I don't really know the roots of this halacha, but it sounds like there just has to be a kore. Of the Torah, and if you have more than one, you can't like point to one guy and say that he's the Kore. Okay. It was read, I guess it was read, but there's no Kore anymore.
Is that Trey Kolos the Mishnah Mike?
So it sounds like.
Well, let's
like
just
you
go.
You can't listen to a Kriya that's being like produced by many people. It's not a Kriya anymore. It's just. I don't know what it is.
Okay. But I mean, on the surface, it seems. So, what's the principle, Trei Kolos HaMishtame? It sounds like. In other words, what is that principle? What does it mean, two voices can't be heard? What does that mean? If you tell me. In other words, why are we going back? Why are we going to the Kriya? What is that? In other words, Rashi's saying, right, just on the surface, Rashi seems to be saying that if you read the Torah, if two people read, the reason why it can't be Yotze is because I can't hear it. Right? So if you tell me, but that's not true. Our objection is number one, it doesn't seem that is true. It seems like you could hear it. And number two, our objection is what kind of a halachic rule is that? It should be based on a fact. Could you hear it or can't you? That's it. If I heard it, I heard it. Okay.
Right. As I was saying, it's got to be a problem with the kriya.
Okay. Maybe it is. But before you get to the kriya. Maybe it is. Okay. But before you go to the kriya, it's possible to subdivide in the Shmiya itself. In other words, I could say that, yes, you heard it physically, but is that a halachic Shmiya? In other words, who says halachic goes by what you hear? Yeah, physically, if a person concentrates, he can hear something. Do you call that hearing? In other words, do we consider that hearing in halacha? If a person has to concentrate and go through a special process, mental procedure, in order to isolate and focus on a sound, is that called Shmiya? Or no, maybe that's not Shmiya. Shmiya means where I hear something. I don't require any special technical process to be aware of this of the voice, to decipher that kriya, that's already going too far. That's like a shmiya that's not a normal shmiya.
Why does he have to do anything special here?
Say that again?
Why does he have to do anything special here?
Because if I have one kore, I can sit and I passively hear what he's saying. If I have two kore, I can't do that anymore.
Why?
Why?
Same thing. It's like
physically.
One.
Well,
they're in sync, presumably.
If you have two, if you have, let's say, for instance, you have in shul, you have five guys saying kash.
Because right? They're usually not in sync, then.
Okay, they're not in sync.
Right.
That's right. If they were in unison, well, even okay, let's say they were in unison, right? So the voice that you're going to hear is really a amalgam or a unification of many voices. It's like a choir. Right, it would seem on the surface that we hold that you have to hear a singular voice.
Right.
You must be able to pick out and hear a voice. If you're hearing the results of a joint kriya, that's not really for some reason. I mean, it's a good question. You might say, "What do I care if it's a combination of five people?"
Right.
But I would say that what they're saying is, on the surface, that you have to be able to hear the Baukari, one person. Now, in order to do that, yeah.
Is that what you're saying?
I think so, yeah.
Maybe that's not a call, like multiple people, like a choir?
Well, what I was saying was that is a call, but that's trikololomishtami. See, that's what I was saying. When Rashi says trikololomishtami, two voices can't be heard, he's telling you a halachic principle, not a physical fact. So a halachic principle would mean that that is not called Shmiah. If I have to focus and isolate a voice and then say, oh, I can hear that guy, that's an active process. And Shmiah is a passive process. So anytime I have to actively isolate and go through a procedure in order to hear, that's beyond hearing.
Wouldn't you agree that if a guy is talking next to you, then you're still hearing the same?
I don't agree with anything.
Well.
Wouldn't I agree that what? That if a guy's
talking right next to you.
Right.
And now you have to distinguish between the two colors. Still be yotze.
Say that again?
Someone's talking. You mean, next to you, just talking.
Oh, you mean he's not being Kari the Torah. He's talking.
Yes. You're still doing the same. I'm saying if you're going, that's why I didn't think you could do that. Because if you're going by the Shmia, then that would be a problem. Now you're doing the same mechanisms going on. You're distinguishing, but you're still good.
So maybe it's a problem.
It's a little bit different, though. I think it's a different type, but still different.
Yeah, but it's not different if you're going the route of the Shomea. I think you're saying that it's a problem in your Meister Shmia.
You could think of a chalak between.
Right, that's right. It's a problem in your Meister Shmia. So maybe that's a problem.
What? Between two voices versus a voice and a person talking. It's much easier, I think, to discern.
And colors. Who cares what the colors are?
It doesn't matter. Yeah. It doesn't matter what you discern.
Yeah, the whole point is that you're discerning. You're doing like an act of discerning. One of them, I don't think, would take much of an act of discerning.
Unless he's talking loud. I don't know. Let's say he's.
One second. Let's give the guy a chance. Give the guy a chance. Right. What are you saying? Now what?
I'm saying it's different. It's a different type of thing.
That if you have two different.
Two voices doing the same thing, you have to discern much more than if you. It's sort of metzias, so it's a little bit weird, but like more than like if I'm talking and Matt's saying for you to hear Matt, it would be much easier.
I would think opposite. I would think if you had a guy who's saying something totally different, now you have two things you're trying to pay attention to. That's even harder.
At least
same guy who's doing the same thing, like, all right, they're a little out of sync, but at least they're in the same.
What's it called? Cocktail party syndrome, was it? You're a psychologist, cocktail party, like when you're. When one person's talking, like you're at a cocktail party, you can't really hear what the person next to you is saying. If you focus on one conversation, you can't really. You can, like, there's so many people going on, whatever.
But you're being distracted by.
Yeah, like let's say a guy's speaking in German and a guy's speaking in French.
Right.
You can only focus.
Very easy to discern. Totally different things. I'm in French mode right now. I'm in German mode right now.
Right.
You know, like it's. That
okay.
Seems.
I got. So in other words, what you're saying is that really there should be no difference whether I'm trying to differentiate between two kriyas and any two sounds. In other words, if a guy's talking in my ear, I have to now block him out and hear the Bakore. So that should be considered not a passive shmiya anymore. Mm-hmm. Or I'll tell you even further. Let's say, there's other sounds, not talking necessarily.
Airplane.
There's airplanes going overhead. There are dogs barking. There are, you know, children running around screaming.
He's quiet. Let's say he's just singing quietly.
What's that?
Say he's just being very quiet and you have to, like, focus on that.
And you have to focus. So that should also be trekoli lo mishtami.
Okay.
You see, you're asking a question on me.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you're right. I'm saying make it stronger.
You're right. Mm-hmm. Now, are you sure that's a question on me and not on Rashi? Or not on the Gemara?
Yes.
You're sure?
Yeah, because I was explaining it from the Korah, so I think Rashi is
not strict.
Okay, well.
Yeah, I know.
Okay.
It's harder with the Lashon, but yeah. Okay, let's say it's a question on Rashi, sure.
Okay, I mean, I don't know if that helps me. I mean, I'm just trying to, you know, I just want to know, the scope of the question.
Yeah. It sounds like to me that we can't go that way. It can't be that Rashi's talking about that it's a problem in the Shomea.
Because if it was a problem in the Shomea, then any sound he has to differentiate between would be a problem.
Right, yeah.
It's possible. That is something to consider. I agree with you.
I'm just thinking on the Mishnah, it actually says Ein Shnei Kolos Nishman Ke'echad.
Right, yeah. Correct.
He leaves that out in the...
He says that he has that? Nishman Ke'echad, he says?
Nishman Ke'echad on the Mishnah.
So in other words, what you're doing is, in other words, you're equating anything I have to block out. Because you're saying anything I have to block out will be an active process. In other words, my svar is that the only shmia that's a halachic shmia is one that's passive. But the moment I have to take artificial steps in order to hear what is being said, that's not shmia. That's not halachic shmia. It's lacking in shmia. Okay, so you're saying if there is any other sounds that are distracting that I have to block out, that would also be lacking in shmia. Okay, so is it possible that would be also no good? In other words, no. Wrong answer. why is that? Sorry, why? Sorry. Let's say I want to say, why can't I answer that ain't a chinami? If I'm listening to the Megillah and a guy's talking in my ear and now it becomes difficult that I have to focus to block him out so that I can hear the, not Megillah because Megillah is different, but Kriyas HaTorah. Guy's laying Kriyas HaTorah, right? And I have to block the guy out to hear what he's saying, right? You're saying I definitely would still be Yotze the Kriya.
If you heard the Kriya.
If I heard the Kriya.
Right, yeah. Yes.
But according to Rashi, sure. Any way you would define his statement, it would seem like that would be no good. Like you wouldn't be able to be Yotze with that. Because if it's a fact that you can't hear two voices, then you're no good. And if it's just halacha that you can't hear, then it'd still be no good.
Right, so I'm saying it's got to be a halacha in the Kriya, not a halacha in the Shmiya.
Okay. Okay, so let's... Okay. What? Yeah? Good.
I'm saying, let's say they're in sync. That seems like okay. The case to me. They're out of sync, maybe. It's different, I don't know. But like, when you hear them, they say a word together. So mm-hmm. They both say, like, I don't know, bias or something. Together. So, like, when you think about, like, what you heard, like, a joint call. Like, you can't really say you heard either guy. You heard, like, this composite entity of a
okay.
Call.
Right.
That's what I'm saying.
Maybe, right, so I think the question is like, in Shnei Kolos Nishman Ke'echad, you don't say that that's one thing. You heard like, how do you know that hearing this composite entity of a word is like, halachically shmia? Maybe it just means you need to hear this, a singular call.
To hear a singular call.
Right.
So you're saying Rashi's talking about
like
colon.
Right.
Okay, fine.
So you're saying Rosh
Hashanah. So like hearing like gossip in the background, you're not, the word you heard to be Yotze still was a kol. Like these other words are not, it's not like you heard a composite kol, you heard, the only kol you heard of the Kriya was from this one person.
A single kol,
right, I guess. Yeah.
But it was two people.
But if it's two people, then you heard,
composite.
You don't hear either guy, you hear this joint entity, that's what the...
That's also a kol.
Kol Shal Shnayim.
Right, it's a different,
right.
He's saying,
right.
It's a different kind of kol. There's
right.
Regular kol and then kol Shal Shnayim.
Right.
Right.
Okay.
Halachically, shmiya doesn't mean.
But Rashi's saying in the Mishnah that it is good.
Yeah.
But then here he's saying it's not good.
No. Oh, you mean by Chris Megillah.
Right.
Okay.
Good.
Okay. So let's go a little further. Let's go a little further and see how the Gemara plays out.
Right.
Okay. According to both. So let's get your thing. Now you are saying what? You are saying that the problem is not in shmiya. But the problem is in what? In the Kriya itself.
Yeah, like what he's saying.
Okay, so
I was
mean,
saying more shmiya, though. I don't know if we're
right, that's why I'm not... you're right. In other words, you're saying shmiya, so how are you different? In other words, you're saying a shmiya of two kolos, two combined kolos. Well, what's the problem there? Is it that it's not shmiya, or the kol is wrong?
The shmiya is wrong.
Sounds like
you're saying more that it's
wrong.
The wrong kind of kol, which means it's not... Right, kind of shmiya.
Well, if it's the wrong kind of call,
yeah, maybe that's
so then
that's
we don't
right.
Have to come on to the shmiya. You could say the kari, there's no, there's lacking in kriya. That's not a kriya because a kriya of shnei b'nei adam is not a kriya.
Right.
Then how do you say the phone gil?
Okay, so but let me just get straight what the idea that you're proposing is. What you're proposing is that what? That if you have two people that are co-ray, that's not what? That's not a good kriya? That's not a good call. That's not a good call. So what do you mean, why is it not a good call? It's just not a good call.
It's
a composite call.
Let's ask the question. What's the problem with a composite call?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm just saying there's a chiluk between like.
How do we know you can't have two readers? Because it says in.
At Kriyas HaTorah, it says only one guy can read. If two guys read, no good.
And Rashi explains that.
And Rashi says, because you can't hear two guys at once.
You always ask that question.
So we ask, you don't have to hear two guys. I got to hear one guy. I don't have to hear two Kriyas. I just have to hear one guy. So I'm saying, yeah, that you could do that. Physically, you could hear one guy. But halachically, that's not considered shmiah. Because shmiah is a passive process where I sit back and a guy reads and I can hear what he's saying. If I have to go to all kinds of extraordinary efforts to isolate that voice, that's not shmiah. That's something else. Okay. But they're asking a good question on me. So if that's the case, so even if you have one Baal Kohri, but you have a lot of people making noise in the shul, you should say that's also not shmiah. Okay, I mean, okay, it's a good question. It's a good question. Okay? It's a good question. It's a good question. You should say, according to me, even if you have one Baal Kohri, if you have a lot of people talking, and I have to strain to hear the Baal Kohri, that also is not shmiah. It's an active, it's too active. Okay.
So isn't that a question, the shmiah, not the call?
Yes.
Right, that's a shmiah. It's a question on the shmiah. So I should say, the guy's not yotze because that's not a good shmiah. Okay? Okay. Let's go further and see what the Gemara says. Okay? Now the Gemara says like this. The Gemara says, ubilvad shelo yehe echad kari v'shnei metargan. Right? Okay. Ubenavi, and with Navi, with Haftorah, echad kore v'shnei metargan. But there you could have two metargan. Okay, ubilvad shelo yehe shnayim korin v'shnayim metargamin. As long as, again, you don't have two Baal Kohris. Okay, so
is
with Navi, yeah.
Is it that you don't have two Baal Kohris and two metargamin, or you just don't have?
You could have two metargamin when it comes to Navi. Okay.
And two Baal Kohris and one metargamin.
But you cannot have two Baal Kohris.
Any combo except for two.
It can't be two.
Two
it can't be two and one.
Two and one what?
Two Baal Kohris,
no good, right? Isn't that what it says?
No. It says Shnayim Korin v'Shnayim Metargamin. So wouldn't that tell you that you could really have two?
No, because take a look at Rashi. Take a look at Rashi. Rashi says, Ubanavi afilu echad kori v'Shnayim Metargamin. Shehatargam einu ela lashmiya l'nashim v'yamei ha'aretz. It's just to teach the women and the yamei ha'aretz she'ena makirin b'lashin ha'kodesh. Okay, they don't understand Hebrew. Vatargam hu laws above liam. It's laws. It's the you know, what do you call it? Aramaic, right? Ubatargam shel Torah, so it's a translation. Okay, so a translation, we don't care. We don't care if people can't hear that well. Okay? Ubatargam shel, so why by Torah? In other words, Rashi's saying there's a difference between the kriya of Targum and the kriya of the essence of the text. The kriya of the essence of the text, that has to be a real kriya. You can't play around. It has to be a real kriya. So it has to be only one kore. But the targum is a translation. Okay? So a translation, we don't care. Okay? It doesn't have to be a real kriya. Okay? I'm just speaking in descriptive terms. But the translation is not on the same level as kriya itself. So the translation is a practical, it has a practical value that the people should understand the text. Okay, so in terms of that, you could have two kohris. Okay, but the text itself, that the kriya itself, cannot be have two kohri. Has to be one. Okay, so why by Torah is it if targum is differentiated from kriya? Right, whereas the Targum allows for multiple readers, so why don't we say the same thing by Torah? It's also differentiated from the Kriya. So Rashi says that V'Targum Shel Torah Tzrichim Anu Lachzur Shehu Mevinim Es HaMitzvos. Okay, so there you have to have it that the people could understand the mitzvahs. Avav shel neviim lo kapti alayu kuli hari. Neviim were not that concerned. Okay, so I'm not sure what Rashi means. I'm not prepared to go into it at this moment, but it's not our main point. Okay, so Rashi's saying that the Targum is differentiated from the Kriya, okay, and that's why the Targum in certain cases, depending on what you're reading, Targum could have multiple Korim. Even though Shnei Koli Lo Mishtami, it's not audible, two Kolos are not audible, but Targum allows for that, okay? But Kriya, the Ikar Kriya never allows for that. Okay, so whether you're in Navi or you're in Torah, as long as it's the Ikar Kriya, you cannot have Shnei Korah. Okay, now he says like this. But now the Gemara says, but one second, there's an exception here. Because the Gemara says, Uba Halel Uba Megillah, with Halel and Megillah, Afilu Asara Korin. Okay, you could even have 10 Korah. Okay, so now you're talking about the Ikar Kriya. Not the Targum. The Ikar Kriya Samagila, you could have many Korim. Okay? So how could you have many Korim? If you're telling me, Trei Koli Lo Mishtami, you can't hear it? Okay? And we know by Kriya Sattara, if you can't hear it, you're not Yotze. So Megillah also? Okay? So the halacha is, so the Gemara says, what's the difference? My Taima, Kivan de Chaviva, Yahavi Daite, Vishami? Since Megillah is something that a person desires, he's very interested in, therefore he will direct his attention, okay, and he's going to listen, okay? So therefore, with the proper attention and the proper focus, the person could hear, okay? So clearly, if you want to disprove me, you have to go no further than reading the last line in the Gemara. That clearly, you cannot maintain that a Shmia that's active is not Shmia. Okay, because the Gemara clearly says that where a person focuses and hears, that certainly is okay. Okay, so therefore the problem cannot be Shmia. Okay, on the contrary, you could have a very active Shmia where a person focuses all his attention and isolates one Kori out of 10, and you're Yotze, no problem. That's 100% fine. Okay? So the problem is not in the Shmia. So then where exactly does the problem lie? Because if you're telling me that when it comes to Kriyas HaMegillah, if I focus, that's a good Shmia, and I'm Yotze 100%, right? So then the halacha should be the same by Kriyas HaTorah. You might say most people won't do that because they're not too interested in Kriyas HaTorah because they're bored and it happens every week and who cares, right? But let's say you have a guy that's a Ben Torah, a person that's a conscientious person, and he focuses his attention and he listens, so he certainly heard the Kriya, right? So if that's the question, why are you not Yotze?
Yeah, it sounds like you can't say the problems in the Kriya because it just sounds like the Gemara is saying that the issue is really a focusing issue.
Right.
That, because it's clearly not saying that, oh, don't worry, we're not considering it a conglomerate call. We're going to consider it whatever you heard. It doesn't matter. You know, like, if you can focus up here, it's fine.
That's right.
But if it was going the way that I guess Matt and I were going for, then it should have said, oh, don't worry, we'll consider this a call anyway.
Right.
But it's not saying that.
Right. In other words, when it comes to Megillah, we don't say that for some reason, if you have two guys reading, that becomes a joint reading, and a joint reading for some reason is possible.
Right.
No, each guy is a separate Korei, and it doesn't matter how many guys there are. If you're isolating one guy, that's the guy that's reading for you. I don't care if there's 15 guys reading or yelling in your ear, it doesn't matter. He's reading for you, and you're hearing his Kriya, so yeah, I'd say no problem. Right? So if that's the case by Megillah, so what's the problem with Kriyas HaTorah? You tell me there's three guys reading, fine, you have trouble hearing, so concentrate, and you'll hear what the guy's saying, and that's it, finished. Why, what's the problem?
It's not
chavit. So you're not going to do it. Okay, so now that you won't do it, so why is it that, so where does the defect lie? Now, the defect does not lie in Shmiya. So where is the deficiency if you do Kriyas Torah with more than one person?
Isn't it more making it sound like it is in the Shmiya? It's just because we assume you're not going to be
able. Yeah, but if you say the defect is in the Shmiya, so then if I heard it, if I was Yahav Daite, then I should be Yotze, because I have a valid Shmiya.
By Torah?
The guy neck? Yeah. No. If you're going to tell me the defect is in the Shmiya.
You're not going to do that by Torah?
You're not going to. Okay, so they're predicting most people won't.
Right.
But let's say you have a guy that does. Certainly possible. And he likes Kriyas Torah. And he listens closely. So do you, is his Shmiya now invalid because most people can't do this? I mean, you've already said that an active Shmiya is considered Shmiya. And now he's performing an act of Shmiya. Mm-hmm. So it should qualify. It should be fine.
Well, maybe they're going to... Maybe in Afinami it would be good, but we're going to asser that Kriya. We're going to asser the Kriya Satora of two people because of this problem.
Okay.
I mean, people are going to think they could do it. Most people can't. So it's going to screw up the Kriya. And it's going to screw up
your
your Shmiya's Kriya.
So okay.
We're
going to just osser it.
Yeah.
Okay. You could osser it. But let's say a guy comes along and says, listen, I don't really care that it's osser. I want to do this. Would you be Yotze?
Maybe.
Now you're giving my kind of thing. Tales of turn. I mean, maybe a lot of things are possible, but, you know, you're not going to be Yotze. The create, right? It's Ankaran. I mean,
here's not only talking about if you're good, here, I'm just telling you like how to go about doing it. Yeah. All right. Don't do this. Yeah.
Listen.
This is
you know. possible. I agree. It's possible you'd be Yotze, but could we, you know. It's not my major objection. My major objection is that the answer that they ossered it is, you know, an extraneous thing. Now you're throwing in an extraneous thing. They ossered it. Really, the Kriya is good, but Chachamim came along and ossered it. Right? The straight approach is, show me what's missing. Show me what's, where the defect lies. We've already established the defect does not lie in the Shmiya. It's a valid Shmiya. If I take the time and the effort and I listen, I listened. That halachically is defined as Shmiya. So where's the defect? In the Kriya. The defect has to be in the Kriya.
Wow, they had 10 people.
What's that? Over there, they had 10 people.
It's not two, it's only 10.
Right, exactly. Here, no. Over there, they had multiple Balkaris by Megillah, right? And we said the Kriya is good. Well, what is the definition of Kriya? Would somebody be able to define for me what is Kriya? Does Kriya mean I get up to the Bima and I read something out of an ancient scroll? The answer is no. In case you haven't guessed, the answer is no. That is not Kriya. Kriya is where I engage the tzibor. Where I'm kore, there is an object to the Kriya. Kriya is not, I'm not reading to myself. I'm reading to somebody. Right? I don't know what a good word in English would be, but like when the teacher reads to the audience, when somebody reads to the audience, right?
Audible.
What?
Audible.
Audible. You're mashmiya to the audience. You're reading to somebody, right? Mm-hmm. So there's an object to your kriya. The object is the tzibor. The tzibor, there's a recipient of your action. The action is not just done. It's not just an act of reading. There's a recipient. You're reading to somebody. Now, when you read to somebody, part of the qualifications of reading to somebody is you got to know how to read. I mean, you can't have a guy with a feeble voice and nobody can hear him. That's not a valid kriya because you're reading to somebody, right? You have to say it in a way that it's audible. If it's not audible to the tzibor, that's not kriya.
Okay.
That's it.
Oh,
right, if it's not audible, so therefore, why is it that Kriya Satora is no good if you have two guys?
Because it is audible. They're both audible.
Oh, hang on a second. Let's erase that. If you have two guys that you're reading the Torah, okay, to the tzibor, okay, the halacha is it's not audible. It is not audible. You see, there's a halachic definition. See, we started off, maybe there's a halachic shmia. What's a qualified shmia? We saw there's no qualified shmia. As long as you heard it, that's shmia. It's just a practical shmia. There's no halachic definition of shmia. But now what we have to do is take that approach and apply it to Kriya. Is audibility, whatever some guy could hear, I mean, it's I said it out loud, and if a guy listens close enough, that's audible, that's it. No, that is not audible. Audible does not mean it's practically audible. It has to be halachically audible. You see, audibility has a halachic definition. When I'm kori to the tzibor, I have to read in a way that lends itself to shmia. If it doesn't, if I don't read in a way that you could be shomeya easily, you see, that's not a good kriya. Okay.
Is that why there's like a, this could be random, but like why there's no, I thought it could be wrong, that there's no chiyuv shmiya samagila,
yeah.
but there's a chiyuv kriya satara?
Okay, I'll get to that, that's right, okay. Right? But the thing is like this. When I'm kore, I have to be kore in a way that the tzibor, that I'm creating the shmiah of the tzibor. Not the tzibor, not I read to myself, and now if the tzibor's great hearing, they can pick it up. That's not kriya to the tzibor. Kriya to the tzibor means I hand it to them on a silver platter. You see? So if I have two guys reading and people have to sit there and strain, that's not shmiah. I mean, I'm sorry. That's not kriya. That is not kriya satsiva. Kriya satsiva means where the kriya causes the person to be a shomea. But if the person is a shomea because he's a very attentive guy, that's not a good kriya. It's lacking in kriya.
What about Megillah
then? Ah. So you guys finish up to share? Hey, come on. What about Megillah? So what's the Gemara's answer? The Gemara's answer is the Megillah, it works. Why? Because people are attentive.
That's where you just said that.
People are attentive. It means the kriya is evaluated based relative to your audience. If you have a junky audience, yes, you have to do a lot, right? But if you have an audience that is sitting on the edge of their seat, trying to savor every word you say, then you can whisper, and that's you've engaged them. Because it's relative to your audience. Who are you reading to? You have to look at your audience. You get up, you look at the audience. These guys look like they're going to hear everything. You can whisper. Maybe it's even better to whisper. This way they'll really savor everything you say. But if you look out at your audience and you see they're half asleep, you got to yell. So that's all the Gemara is saying. That the Kriya has an audience that you are engaging. So it's relative to the audience. If the audience are readily ready listeners, then you don't have to be so worried about your kriya being so great, because it's automatically mashmiya. It's automatically lends itself to shmiya. But if your audience is very bored, then it's not going to work. Then that same shmiya, that same kriya that works for Megillah won't work for Kriya Satara, because it's just a question, did you engage the audience? And if you didn't, you can't call that kriya. You weren't covered to anybody. Good.
First of all, relative to that.
First of all, I am in for it. Hang on.
Relative
okay.
to that one guy.
Yes.
That did pay attention.
He's not the tzibor. He's not the tzibor. You got to judge the tzibor. You can't just say, "Hey, yeah, look, there's a guy over there. He's listening."
Relative to that guy, even
it's not to Yechidim. In other words, the Kriya is to the audience. Audience doesn't mean there's no an audience of one. It's not an audience.
That's a
what do you call that dialogue? There's a monologue, or that's a private conversation. You can't have a private conversation. It has to be. It's objectively, is this the type of thing that people will hear? No, if it's Kriya Satora, nobody's going to hear it.
Fine. Let's add a minion of people
yes.
who paid attention.
You're going by the particular minion.
The smart is that you have to engage the audience. If the audience
It has to be the type of Kriya that will engage an audience the abstract audience. You do not. Hey, listen, we're trying to become more and more abstract. That's the purpose of learning. We have to be abstract, right?
You're saying that Megillah intrinsically is,
yes,
thing?
Is much. Megillah intrinsically excites people in general. Yeah, and maybe you have an audience that is so bored that they're not even going to listen to the Megillah. I mean, that's it. You have to go by the... It has to be the type of kriya that will engage the average audience. You see, the audience you expect. The tzibor, the model tzibor. You can't go by the particular guys. Yeah, some guys, no matter what you do, they're not going to listen. You tell me that you have 10 guys that don't care about kriya satara, they have an earplugs in. So it's not a good kriya. It's a good kriya. The only thing is, they're not going to be... they're not listening. I mean, what could you do? Right? Okay. So now, right? Okay, so now the Gemara is very good. Because the Gemara is saying that it's really not a din in Shmiya, it's a din in Kriya. But what's the definition of Kriya? Kriya is to create Shomim. If you don't create Shomim, if the Shomim emerge because of their own efforts, not a good Kriya. Okay? So now, I want to ask you something. Yeah, what do you say, Matt? Is it... okay. Now I want to ask you a question. What about... Now, would you... What do we do with your question?
Can we just solve this whole thing? I'm good now. I'm good.
You're good. Now, would your question... Now I want to know. I'm just curious, right? Because you asked a very good question. Let's say I'm listening to... I'm sitting there listening to Kriyas HaTorah, and a guy's yelling in my ear. Right? So now... What do you do about that? I mean, is that question now come relevant here?
No, it doesn't look like it anymore, because in terms of the Kohar, it's a good Kohar.
It's a good Kohar. That's right.
Yeah, Kriya, yeah.
But why don't I say, one second, not so fast. Why don't I say, let's say the guy is reading Kriya Satara in shul, and it just happens, there's a what do you call it, the plane flying overhead, and there's a dog barking, and the air conditioning is running. Right? And it's very hard to hear the guy. Yeah. But he's one Kohare. Yeah. Okay, so over there, if we shall say that it's a good Kriya, right? Well, why is that any worse than if I had two Kohare? Mm-hmm. If I have two Kohare, we say that Kriya is no good. But if I have a guy who's Kohare the Torah, and let's say he's Kohare not in such a loud voice, and there's a lot of commotion going on, okay? With that, what's the difference? Is that a good Kriya?
Still, that's not going to engage him so much anymore.
What's that? He's not engaging them.
Sounds like it. Because now they have to, like, try to listen. They're not engaged.
It's not an engaging Kriya.
Right.
So if you tell me it's not an engaging Kriya because there's another Balkori there, so it's not another engaging Kriya because there's somebody making a commotion. Right. So would you say that Kriya is no good and you have to lay it over again?
Maybe.
Okay, I'm not letting you off the hook so quickly, my friend. Okay? Sorry, it's not going to work.
I was trying to do what you did.
Not going to work. Okay? What do you say? Problem. It's a tough type of question because it's like sort of, you're not used to that type of question. You know, it's sort of like a practical thing, and you go, well, you know, we shouldn't have to deal with that. This is, you know, we're just
abstract.
Yeah, abstract. We don't want those, you know, complications. It's a complication. It's like an annoying little complication. But what do you do with that? So we should think about it. unless you have an approach. I don't know. My mind's empty.
So if you're asking if you have a plane overhead and the guy's
reading
loud, then
he's reading.
Or whatever, meaning he's reading at an audible
He's reading an audible tone.
Meaning one that would be Yotze if there was no plan.
Right, and that was a plan over it. So we say if there's another guy reading next to him and the other guy's, there are two Koharim, so one's a distraction, you say that's not a good Kriya. But if you have one Kori and there's a plane overhead...
So why do we say in the first case it's not good?
We have two guys reading?
Yeah.
Because you say it's a Kriya that's inherently hard to... doesn't lend itself to Shmia. It's hard for a person to hear. So that's not a good way of reading the Torah. You're reading in a way...
Right, so I would say in the case of the plane, you're the chiv of the kore is like that's being fulfilled, but now whether you hear it or not, that's the chiv of the listener. Now whether now if you hear it, you're yotze.
Okay,
you know,
but
like
did
the,
he? Yeah,
because you're bringing in then the question of whether a person hears it or not. I mean, the reading is a good one.
Why is the reading a good one?
Well, because the person's reading at a normal volume or whatever, at a volume that would attract people.
Okay, I see.
Now, the fact that there's some extraneous thing, now the question is the listening a good one?
That's good. Okay. See, I see what you're saying. Yeah. Now, as you're saying, the
like
plane overhead, yeah, it's an extraneous phenomenon. It stops them. Okay. So they can't hear it. But in terms of his kriya, he read a kriya that under normal circumstances should be audible. But if you have two guys reading... Now you have two korim. Mm-hmm. So the way the kriya was done is in a way that's impossible to hear. Right. Now, as you can't say the second kor is an extraneous phenomena. He's part of the kriya satara. There are two guys reading. That's good. So the way if you have one guy, the way the kriya is done is audible. Now, the thing is, it's like the people have things in their ear. They have their ear plugged up. That's the question of whether they could hear it. That's good. Okay, very good. I think we tied up all the loose ends. Now, could I have used that answer for my when I was under attack?
No.
Why?
Okay.
And I was right because I was saying that it's only a good shmia if it could be a passive shmia, right? But if I have to strain, yeah, I couldn't use it, right? Because if I have to strain, what's the difference?
Whether it's a
plan. Yeah. What's the difference? I have to strain. That's good. Okay. Very good. Very good. Shkar. Good. Good kasha. Okay, works out nice. Very good.